This goes to Dr. Martin Jankowski, J-A-N-K-O-W-S-K-I, fax 231-939-0059, regarding Avis, A-B-I-S, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, date of birth 6/19/1944. Dear Dr. Jankowski, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Jensen with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, a history of hypercalcemia, most likely secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism, and hypertension. Her last visit was September 16, 2024. She did lose 6 pounds over the last 7 months, and she's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications, I want to highlight Losartan, 100 milligram daily, and all other medications are unchanged. Physical exam. Weight, 150 pounds, pulse 69, and blood pressure 142 over 78. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 3-7 of 2025. Hemoglobin, 11.6, normal white count, normal platelets, sodium 139, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 22.5, albumin 4.2, calcium elevated at 10.9, phosphorus 2.4, creatinine is 1.2, estimated GFR is 46, intact parathyroid hormone is 116. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypercalcemia, secondary to primary hyperparathyroidism with elevated intact parathyroid hormone in the presence of elevated calcium levels. She had been taking vitamin D, no calcium supplements, but she was on 1,000 units of vitamin D daily. So I've asked her to stop that for now, as we know that can increase calcium levels. And then when we do recheck labs, I will check vitamin D level, including calcium and intact parathyroid hormone, and that should be within the next 2 months. And she will have lab studies done every 3 months. 3, hypertension, that's currently at goal, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.